Welcome to Country Fried Rock. I'm your host, Sloane Spencer. This week, I'm talking with Andy Gabbard, more known for his Ohio-based band, Buffalo Killers. But Gabbard's debut solo record, Fluff, shows a different side of his songwriting. Gabbard is a stay-home dad when not on tour, letting him, as he says, live the dream. Whether you're familiar with the Buffalo Killers music or not, Andy Gabbard's solo record is a whole nother sound. It's not Fluff, and we'll talk about it today on Country Fried Rock. My guest today on Country Fried Rock is Andy Gabbard, one of the main songwriters from Buffalo Killers, and he's got a new solo record out called Fluff. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I've been a fan of Buffalo Killers for the last couple of records, I guess when I first came to know you all, but you're really known as a live band. What does a solo record do for you?
Basically, in the last couple of years, since my wife and I have had kids, I've become a stay-at-home dad. And I no longer work at the record store I worked at for a few years. And I just have more time to create music. And I always have recorded music on my own. It's just now I kind of have more time and I'm able to put more attention into it when we're not riding the Buffalo Killers train.
Well, that's cool. That's kind of a neat story of a way to look at how your time is used.
Yeah, for me, it's just a way of not letting anything go to waste. We kind of have a formula of the way we do things with Buffalo Killers. And, you know, sometimes I write one-off songs and they accumulate. And when you keep on writing, things go to waste and they pile up. And so I'm going to start releasing those songs, you know, whenever I can and just continue to make music.
Was there anything different in taking these songs to record for a record?
Yeah, it was a completely different experience than I've ever done because I recorded all the instruments myself.
Oh, cool.
So I kind of, in the process of writing these songs, halfway through, I bought a drum set. So when I first demoed the song, the only practice I had on the drums was on my legs. So I kind of had to, like, think about where the drums are when I'm going through the song in my head and then, you know, translate that to the drums. So then once I demoed them and I was able to listen to them, then I just called my friend David, who has a studio in his basement, and we just set a day aside and I just went in and recorded all the drum tracks real quick and then did all the guitar. And I thought through everything a lot. When it came time to actually record, I had everything ready. We just had a couple beers and knocked them out.
So he just has a home studio for fun, or is this something semi-professional for him?
He can do everything.
Cool.
He could build you a house. He just is such a smart guy. And from what I understand, he's just always recorded his own band and his friends. And he really knows what he's doing. I don't know anything about that stuff.
Well, so that's a very different process than how you all work when you're recording as Buffalo Killers.
Yeah, it's a lot different. With Buffalo Killers, you know, we have the song idea and we get together and we just start playing and it just falls together, becomes what it is. We just all know each other and have played together so long. It's super easy and laid back. We always have more fun than we work on anything. It always works out. Where I was at when I wrote the album was kind of a renaissance of me going back to what I did when I was a kid. When I was in like sixth grade, my parents got me a four-track, and my brother is a little older than me, and he already had bands that were practicing at my parents' house, so there was always drums there and bass and guitar. So the initial idea of the album, before I ever knew it was going to be released by anyone,
yeah,
was just to do that again, because I hadn't done it in a long time, where I just, you know, recorded some stuff, and I never overthink things. Once I get through the song, you know, I keep that take. But that's kind of the vibe where I was for this album, was, you know, if this is my first solo album, then I'm going to start at the beginning of everything, which is simple drums, bass, guitars, and the melody carries everything. As opposed to if it was Buffalo Killers, a little more thought goes into it and more minds go into it.
I'm your host, Sloane Spencer. You can keep in touch with us on Facebook, but I really like Twitter, where we are at Country Fried Rock, ending with R-O-K. And if you want to see pictures of my shoes, my dog, and my lunch, stop by Instagram. But whatever way you like to hang out, stop by and say hey.
Hey, this is Andy Gabbard, and this is Country Fried Rock.
You're also going to be taking some of these songs on the road, though, right?
Yeah, I'm currently booking as many shows as I can with my solo group. And at the same time, Buffalo Killers are going to continue to play, and we're going to learn a few of the songs off of the album to help promote it. One thing that about it is just that sometimes, depending on who you are and how you read it, it sounds like Trouble in Paradise, you know, Black Crow or something.
Right.
But we're not like that, you know.
Even if Chris does love your band.
I wouldn't even have an album coming out, period, if Zach and Joey and Ben weren't so supportive. They make me feel very confident about being a songwriter and getting done. Anybody in the Buffalo Killers could totally make a solo album. Our drummer Joey's a super talented guy. He can play every instrument. Ben can do it. Zach could do it. But yeah, they've been really supportive. And, you know, when you're doing something yourself and you do it all by yourself, it doesn't get in the way of anything because, you know, I do it on my own time. We're continuously keeping our ball going. I feel like if you're an artist and you create something, you're a writer, then playing a trick on yourself if you don't try somehow get it published in some way to where it can be something. Never know, you know, you gotta take the opportunity you can.
At what point did you and your brother end up in the same band?
Well, it wasn't until I was out of high school. Zach always had band. He always had his thing going. And, you know, once I got into middle school or whatever, I started messing around. And then I think it was more of us coming to a cross where we started liking the same music. You know, when I was in high school and stuff, I was super punk rock guy. Like, mm-hmm. You know, he didn't want to hear what I was into. I mean, I don't want to hear what I was into at the time. Some of it. I think that's what it was. I got older and, you know, he had a place in Cincinnati and him and his wife would have me come down and hang out. And, you know, he started turning me on to all these great records and stuff like Kinks and stuff like that, and we just started just getting into it together, and then someone quit the Sham, and then it was just like, right, you know, Zach was like, all right, well, we got you, so we don't have to worry about it. When I was 17 or 18 or something, Zach got me a record player, and it was like around that time was when they started putting out all those Kinks reissue records. That's all I cared about. And he was into it. And it was just all about Kinks and Pet Sounds and, all, you know, all the really good stuff that somehow I didn't delve into till after high school.
As you have developed your own distinct sound, apart from just what the band does, what sort of things speak to you musically?
Man, everything. The last couple years, year and a half or so, of just kind of being on a renaissance of things I used to be really into. You know, sometimes I go back to a band or something that I hadn't listened to in a long time. When I started making the album and stuff, I was just listening to Nirvana all day long. Mm-hmm. And listening to Superdrag.
Yeah.
And Superdrag was like my favorite band of all time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, deep down inside, they are my favorite band of all time. Them and Nirvana and everything. I was getting really into simplistic things like the Velvet Underground.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug Somm. I'm a big fan of all music. I love it when someone can get really wild and do something crazy and something I could never do myself. But I feel like my niche that I can do is that I can write a simple song. So
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate the simple songs and melodies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, this is Sloan Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. We've had an incredible year with more people finding us on the radio and our podcast than we ever imagined. Thank you all so much. Careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Hey, this is Andy Gabbard. Look me up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, or look me up on Buffalo Killers websites and social media sites.
But the solo record has kind of a trippy vibe with it.
Yeah, anything I do has like a slight tinge of psychedelicness to it, just because that's just what I know how to do. That's what I like. I'm lucky I get to play with my kids every day. And so when it comes time to hit the road, seems like it's been a while whenever we go. I try not to overthink things and plans and stuff. I just try and go with the flow. This was my dream. You know, I've done a lot of things I've always wanted to do with Buffalo Killers, but something else I've always wanted to do was try and put a record out myself. So whether anyone buys it or not, I still feel like I've accomplished something. I think that the record is good. I think the songs are good. And I think if I can just get people to listen to it, that I think it has a little something for everybody.
So where did the title Fluff come from?
It just came from that song. Sometimes when I write a song, a lot of times, instead of sitting and trying to write a cool words to the song, sometimes I'll just stick with what I said originally. And just for some reason, that first line feels like fluff. I just said that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, that sounds cool.
Did you work with anyone in particular for the art?
No, actually, I took the picture. And it was like a selfie, and I put it on Instagram, and I said, and I wrote hashtag go f*** your selfie. And then my friend Tamiwa, who I worked with at the record store for a long time with, I had something else I was working on for the album cover, and she said, is this your album cover? And I said, good idea. So I just rolled with that, and Alive really liked it, so we just kept it.
Did you know that the label was going to support your solo record?
No, I had a few demos up online, and I've always been in touch with them a lot, and Patrick heard it, and he said, sounds good, man, record some more songs, and you've got a record. So
cool.
In my head, I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll finish that up. It's awesome. Patrick at the Live is very supportive.
What are they able to bring to the project that really just takes a load off for you?
One time, he explained it all to me. You know, that's the part that I never think of. You know, they're getting pressed and shopping it, and they have a PR guy who's an awesome dude named Tony that I've known for a long time. And, I mean, they just bring the reality of it. Like, I feel like when you're someone who writes songs and thinks about it all the time, you kind of just live in a dream world. You know, I know a lot of great artists that they never do anything because they have this career in their mind. You know, they never put out a record. They'll record something and then they'll scrap it and record something new that's better. And so I feel very blessed to know Patrick and Susie because they can actually make that a real thing. It's awesome. To have an outlet like that.
Hey, y'all, this is Sloane Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. Those of y'all who listen on our podcasts, it's a quick hit of Just the Conversation. If you want the full radio program with all the songs that we talk about, ask for it on your local radio station, joining 20 other stations across the country. Get the goods at countryfriedrock.org.
Hey, this is Andy Gavard. My new album, Fluff, comes out on March 24th on Alive Natural Sound Records, and you should go buy it at your local record store.
Who are some folks that might not be on other people's radar that you do like?
My buddy Mike in Dayton is an amazing songwriter. He has a band called Goodbye, and he has a band called Esther Caulfield Orchestra that's no longer playing. And he's an amazing songwriter. And I've always told myself that if I ever get to a point where I can help somebody, that he'll be the first guy that I help.
Cool.
And there's a million bands. You know, there's bands we play with on the road, like Amplified Heat from mm-hmm. Texas, they're the best rock and roll band I've ever seen in my freaking life.
Wow.
You know, they've been floating under the radar for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're brothers, and they've been playing together since they were teenagers. And they're amazing. You always meet people like that, and there's people around town that are amazing that don't have a record label helping them out. You know, I've always admired Neil Young and stuff. You know, he just has that power. He's good. You hear one of his songs and you shut up and you listen to the whole thing mm-hmm. and it's powerful. I just want to try and be able to be trusted as an artist. You know, I want someone to hear it and know that I'm not going to make any records.
Mm-hmm. I know that Buffalo Killers just put out a record over the fall, but y'all are already working on some new material as a band as well?
Yeah, we're actually working. We're making a studio at my brother's barn. We usually work pretty fast and we just go in and knock stuff out, but we decided that we're going to try and make the best Buffalo Killers album possible. We're going to record it all ourselves, demo it, and really put work into it and try and make a really good album for those who are interested.
With your solo record, are y'all going to be able to put that on vinyl?
Yes.
Sweet.
It is going to be on LP and CD.
Nice.
I think they're going to do like a colored vinyl.
Neat.
Which is always cool. It's coming out on vinyl, and that's freaking awesome.
It definitely
is. I have the
is.
Test pressing, and it sounds great.
Andy Gabbard, very much looking forward to other folks getting to hear your solo record, Fluff. It is not fluff. It's very good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, awesome. Me too. Thank you so much.
Safe travels. Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
CountryFriedRock.org. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Our 2015 bed music is from Drivin' and Cryin's debut album, Scarred But Smarter. Got a great band you want to hear on Country Fried Rock? The best thing to do is tweet us at Country Fried Rock. That's Country Fried, R-O-K.
You can subscribe to our weekly podcast on iTunes. Just search Country Fried Rock. Country Fried Rock radio programs are distributed to public radio through the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org. Our Country Fried Rock stinger is from Steve Soto and the Twisted Hearts.
Ever he been helping us from Country Fried Rock.
Hey, y'all, it's Sloan Spencer. Thanks so much for finding all these new old episodes of Country Fried Rock. I've got something completely different available these days called Sleep with Rock Stars. And it all started from a listener comment back in the very early days of Country Fried Rock who said, you know, I slow these down to 75% and fall asleep to them. And I was like, well, over the years, I started thinking about it. And I recently started Sleep with Rock Stars. The Gen X Sleep Podcast, and you can find it at sleepwithrockstars.com or your favorite podcast app.